this time we'll be presenting our Shannon Hills Bible Chapel Choir under the direction of Stephen Batts, and they will be presenting the musical drama, The Ornament. Stephen?
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, sis, I'm okay. What's up?
Well, I was calling about Christmas. Do you know when you're going to get here?
Well, I spoke with Sally last night. And,
how'd that go?
Well, fine, I guess. I mean, after 2 years, we're finally to the point where we can be civil with one another.
Well, you know, that's good for the kids.
Well, I'm learning to accept it. How are you coping with things? Jake have any new job leads?
Oh, Lord will provide. He always does.
I know. I'm just concerned about everyone.
Well, he also gives us all of our strength, so I just have to be faithful and trust him.
Oh, I'm not suggesting you're not. I just, listen, Cynthia, I'm still planning to come for Christmas, but kids won't be joining me this year.
Wait a minute. I thought this was your year to have them.
Cynthia, may I please finish?
Well, of course, but Jake, this is just ridiculous. I mean,
She's just doing what's fair. It meant a lot to me that Sally came to Dad's funeral. Then she also let the kids stay over for Thanksgiving with me. We discussed it. I think it's fair to let Sally have the kids again this year for Christmas. None of what happened with Dad's funeral could have been helped.
Well, that's what you both decided.
Well, it was my idea. Sally agreed, and I thought maybe since we're all planning to be home for Christmas, it might be a good time for us to just spend time together as a family with Mom. And I don't know, if she wants to go over any business kinds of stuff, then we'll be there with minimal distractions.
Well, I don't know about that, but I am glad you're coming. Do you ever tell me when you're going to get here?
Well, I can't get there much earlier than Christmas Eve, but I'll try. Is the prodigal son still planning to arrive?
He's next on my list to call.
Well, I'll let you go so you can do that. No telling what kind of deal is cooking up in Nashville these days.
Oh, no kidding. It's always this close.
So close.
Okay, but seriously, though, I don't see why Lucas hasn't made it to the big time yet. I mean, he's better than what's out there now.
Well, he does okay. He seems to be running in the right circles. Just not his time yet.
Well, it is his time to be nudged about coming home for Christmas, so let me get to it.
All right.
Hello?
Well, I can't believe it. I didn't get your voicemail.
No, it's me in the flesh. What's up, Cynthia?
Well, I was still calling to make sure that you're coming home for Christmas, but why do you sound like you're in a tunnel?
I'm standing outside this album release party. Here, let me step away and see if I can get away from all the noise.
Whose album is it?
Some Manufactured Blondes. It's amazing what producers can do in post-production these days. They can make the tone deaf sing.
And you know what the worst part is? I bet she's not even a real blonde.
And the people fall in love with her substandard talent and mediocre lyrics.
Ooh, strong words.
Strong feelings behind them. Anyway, to answer your question, yes, I'm planning on coming home for Christmas. And I'm bringing someone with me.
Lucas, do you really think it's the proper time to be bringing another girl in front of us? I mean, Dad hasn't been gone a month yet, and I just think we need to keep it strictly family this year. You know, be there for Mom.
Cynthia. Yes, I don't think you wrote the book on what's appropriate. Besides, I think you'll really like Shasta.
Shasta? That's her name? Like the soda?
No, it's Shasta.
So you say. It's a soda pop name.
Look, if we're done here, I am planning on flying home for Christmas. Both of us are planning on flying home. If you're still willing to pick us up, that is.
Well, of course, but...
Of course, there is so much more I could be doing here in Nashville if only I'd stay here, but I promise I'll make time for Christmas.
Lucas, come on.
Look, if we're done here, I've really got to go. I'll email you my itinerary, okay? Bye.
Thank you. moment, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Come on in. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Mom.
Merry Christmas. Come on.
How are you?
Great. Got one for you.
What?
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7 was ugly and mean?
No, because 7 ate 9.
Oh. Well, I've got one for you.
Okay.
What did Tennessee?
Huh?
What did Tennessee?
I don't get it.
Whatever Arkansas. Gotcha.
Great. You outsmarted a fifth grader.
All right. Never mind, you two. Let's get to decorating. That's what we came here for anyway.
Well, Cindy, your dad kept everything organized, and I just pulled it out. I don't know what we've used and what we haven't used.
It's okay, Mom. It's not rocket science. Like you said, he kept everything labeled.
Wow! The candy cane I made out of dough.
How old were you when you made that?
5, I think. Do you remember how many other ones you made before this perfect one?
I should, since the rejects were pretty much all that were on our tree that year. Oh, Mom, look! This one I made in Vacation Bible
it
School.
It still looks good, too. It looks like he could even eat it.
In the olden times, did VBS take place in the winter?
No. We were making ornaments to send overseas to missionaries, and I thought the jewels were so pretty that I wanted to make an extra one for Mom. You remember that?
I remember.
I was so scared Miss Cobb was going to take it away because it was prettier than all the others.
Oh, I remember. And look at this one that Zach made. Do you remember when he cut the wire fence? And the dog got out, never mind. never mind about all that. It's a good thing you didn't cut the pasture fence. The cows would have gotten out. Oh, look at this. What in the world is this thing? Lucas made this. What in the blue places is it?
Do we have to use this?
We definitely have to use that one.
It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Charlotte, you apologize right now.
For what?
Charlotte, for anyone who's not as fortunate to be a member of this family, I can see where you would think this is an ugly topper, but it's really a beautiful ornament. I mean, this is the prettiest topper, and with such a history behind it. Well, it really has a history. This ornament has a tremendous history behind it.
That's no ornament. It's an ugliment.
No, it has such a history. Like, it's been around for such a long time.
History? You mean like pirates stole it? It's been around for hundreds of years?
Well, no, I didn't mean...
Oh, I know. It was taken across enemy lines in the Revolutionary War.
No, it wasn't the...
Civil War?
How do you think I am, girl? My Civil War days were spent doing something else.
Mom.
Well, actually, I left the Civil War when I met your grandfather on the Mayflower.
Really?
Mom, please.
Okay, Charlotte, let me tell you. See, before your mom really gets upset with me, this topper carries our family history. Shortly after your grandfather and I got married, we were called into the mission work. We went overseas, and we lived in Ethiopia. And that first year was so hard. But in Ethiopia, see, they celebrate Christmas on January 7th, and they don't celebrate on December 25th. Christmas trees aren't part of their tradition. And we wanted to respect that, but by then your grandpa was so upset. You know, he was wondering, did he do the right thing? New wife, new job, new country. Oh, and he was just down. So I thought I'd find us something to decorate the house with, even if it was a small plant. You know, just something to make like it was a Christmas tree. And then we celebrate our American Christmas on December 25th.
I bet it only made matters worse, didn't it?
Yeah, you know a thing or two about marriage, don't you? Loneliness was the only thing decorating our halls. But we had no free cell phone minutes, no webcams, nothing. So.
Because it was the olden times?
Well, I guess so. And you see, on Christmas Eve, there was a young boy came to the door one night. His name was Dave White. And his name means beloved, just like David's. And his mother had been very ill, and I had cared for her. His father was a migrant worker, and your grandpa had taken him to school. We made sure he got to school. And we invited him in for tea and cookies that night. And he was telling us that he realized a lot of good things had changed in his village since we had arrived. And he had read a lot in the encyclopedia in school about our American traditions. And he wanted to make a tree topper for our Christmas tree. So he made this, see? And he shaped it like an angel. It was the only ornament we had on the tree that year. But you know, even though it was the only ornament, it was good enough, just like Christ is good enough.
Falling snow. like the children's eyes. Mistletoe and lights that glow, and all those kinds of things.
But what makes Christmas, Christmas? It's what we find.
Each Christmas Eve since, as a family, we've taken time to reflect on the changes that the year has brought. And we thank God for the Son that He sent us, as well as the promise of eternal abundant life that was yet to come. That's one gift that will not change, and it can't be taken away. See there? Each year, Grandpa wrote down the best and the worst of that year. It became a tradition, one that saw us through. Times of plenty, times of want, marriages, deaths, new anticipations.
Times of uncertainty.
Unemployment.
Promotions and celebrations.
Anything that changed our lives and drew us closer as a family.
All right, guys, let's go. Early morning.
Where are you going?
All right, well, I'm headed out to pick up the wreath while Cynthia smooths over her sister-in-law's screening process.
Oh, what's this one's name?
Shasta.
Like the soda?
Yep.
Thank you.
Ta-da!
Hi, I thought...
Well, I thought I was going to be here a lot later, but hey, how'd you know I was coming?
Come on in. Want a cup of coffee?
Yeah, please.
Smells good, doesn't it?
Sure does. It smells awesome.
You still take cream?
Like mother, like son.
Great.
Wow. July 17th through the 25th, 1982. Went to World's Fair in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, we should have never made that trip to Nashville. I know that trip is what caused Lucas to become so obsessed with music.
We probably could have just taken a different route to Knoxville that year.
We would have ended up in Knoxville anyway.
Let's see, June 12th, 1993, Zach finished school and enjoys this World Wide Web stuff, whatever it is. July 26, 2001, Zach's wedding day. We welcome Sally Duncan into our family forever. May 12, 2003, Owen arrived a bit early, but Zach and Sally love being parents, and of course, we'll take all the grandchildren we can get.
Yeah.
September 25th, 2005, little Melissa made enough noise coming into this world so we wouldn't miss her.
I remember.
You know, Mom, it's just not the life I had planned.
Well, it usually isn't.
No, really, Mom. I mean, why didn't you want it to work? Why didn't it work? What did you and Dad have that my marriage lacked?
Well, son, you just can't compare the two. No two marriages are alike. They're all different.
I mean, what was so awful about me that Sally had to leave? Well, I did meet a woman out for coffee the other day.
Just so you could tell Cynthia
that I've been dating. Yes, that's right.
Oh, do you remember that Christmas we tried to surprise your grandparents?
Oh, yeah, the one where Lucas threw up on the turkey.
Yeah. And nothing doing. Cynthia had to have that ridiculous pink princess phone. Oh, do you know how many stores and angry mothers I had to deal with?
Mom, I'm appalled. You act as if I've never made a child's Christmas dreams come true. And I'll have you know, Mother, I've dealt with my fair share of angry women during the joyous Christmas season.
Well, it would make Cynthia... it would make Cynthia's Christmas dreams come true if she thought that were a recent development.
Christmas fruit, baked Christmas candy, candy.
kids hyped up on sugar treats. Oh, when it's gonna end.
But a candle in the window reminds me once again.
Peace on the earth. Peace on the earth. Peace on the earth. Jesus.
Bringing the wreath by.
Yeah, okay.
Your doorbell's in the most awkward spot. Hey, can you hand me the newspaper?
As long
hey,
as
how's
it rings.
Going? Hey, pretty good, man. Right? Yep, just the hair on the top of my head. I see that.
Sure, why not?
So where's the rest of the crew?
Well, I think Cynthia and Charlotte are headed to the airport to pick up Lucas and his girlfriend.
What girlfriend?
Shasta or something like that.
Shasta?
Like yes. The soda.
Yeah,
like the soda?
Like the soda.
So, how are you getting along these days?
Pretty good. You know, Cynthia, I'm kind of concerned about her. And Charlotte, she's such a good kid through all of this. And,
I can relate.
That's all right. I'm a bit scared with my job. I don't really have any leads, and this feels so inadequate. And Cynthia, she's always so tense. She's always saying, oh, it's okay, the Lord will provide, no need in talking about it. And I just feel so guilty because?
Jake, it's okay.
Well, guys, what if he doesn't? What if he doesn't?
He will.
Well, I know he will, but I just kind of feel forgotten right now where God is concerned.
Oh, I can relate to that too.
Yeah, I mean, he knows what I'm needing, so why must it continue?
What is wrong with you, girl? Come on over here. What's wrong?
Think she needs an inhaler, maybe?
Here, we'll take it slowly. Breathe slowly.
No.
Yeah, brown bag.
Shasta. Oh, there. Shasta.
It would have been nice of you to hold the door, at least wait for the rest of us.
Hey, it's
hey,
Lucas.
Hey, what's going on, man? Brought your guitar, as usual.
Yeah, usual. That's what I do.
Hey.
Who's that?
You must be Harriet. Aren't you gorgeous? You know what? Lucas told me all about you. You know, you do remind me of somebody famous.
I've been told I look like Elizabeth Taylor.
No, that's not it. Give me a minute.
Okay, and remind me why this was a good idea again. You bring in this stray.
Leave her alone. She's got a good heart.
Where? Underneath the Botox and hair extensions?
Lay off. She's a lot of fun.
I got it! Phyllis Diller! That's it!
You mean that crazy-haired woman with all the facelifts?
Way to go, Mom!
Why can't everybody just be normal for one day? That's all I want for Christmas. It's just a little bit of normalcy. That's it.
Christmas is anything but normal. What a strange and deranged time of year. Fruitcake, eggnog, nut-covered cheese log, talking, flying deer.
battery-powered sweaters,
spreading the Yuletide cheer.
Family functions and dysfunctions, everyone is here.
Uncle Louie's on the roof with extension cords,
and a 12-foot Santa Claus.
And Martha's in the kitchen playing Martha Stewart. We all know she's not. Christmas is anything but normal. What a strange and deranged time of year. Goofy, quirky, dry out turkey, Christmas time is here.
Fa la 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 la.
Don't you have enough to worry about this year?
No, Lord's taking care of it.
I know that, Sin. I just feel like you keep giving us that pat answer in an attempt to convince yourself.
What's that supposed to mean?
Look, I really like Shasta, and she's a lot of fun. And that's what Christmas is all about, spending time with people that you care about. So, worst case scenario is she spends Christmas with us.
Well, what's the best case scenario then?
Best case scenario is Charlotte will forever remember the Christmas that her Auntie Shasta took her to get her first tattoo. Look, I really think you'll like her. You'll find that she's really well-grounded. I just think you need to shift your focus elsewhere.
Well, we've got to get ready to leave for the soup kitchen, so how about I shift my focus?
No, that's not what I meant at all.
Hey, y'all, I heard something. It's carolers. Come on, let's go.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
we say, news, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Bob said, ask before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today.
Pop if you like, I don't mind.
Well, you're certainly bubbly enough, aren't you?
Oh, good grief. Here we go again. Wow-wee, how'd you end up here?
Miss,
I shouldn't ask, shouldn't I?
Like the soda pop? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't mind, Pastor. In fact, Miss Sodabot, I have a daughter about your age and two grandchildren. But they don't know I'm here.
Do you talk to them?
Yes, ma'am. Call them regularly. But they don't live locally, and they think I'm travel from a job.
Well, do you have a job?
Actually, I do. I just don't make enough to pay for food and rent and stuff like that. But this guy, he's helping me get it together slowly but surely.
Surely, surely.
Well, what is your name, sir?
Sir? No one's called me sir in a while. Not since I got in this shape. On the street, the guys call me the Count. Before you ask, it's because I keep account of all my possessions and any money that I have. Watch it like a hawk.
Then why don't they call you the Hawk?
Well, that name's taken by me. I like the soda pop girl. This is my son, Edward.
But you can call me Ed.
Okay, gang, before we eat, I'd like to read from the second chapter of Luke.
How do I go on? I don't know how to do this. Why didn't you take me first? That's an awful thing to say or think or pray. I'm sorry. Oh, and the kids taking pity on me makes me feel about 2 inches tall.
Lord, give me patience. Like you say in Hebrews chapter... Oh, well, you already know what you say in Hebrews. Lucas and that soft drink woman, why did he have to bring her? And I just don't know what to do about Jake, Lord. I've prayed, I've been faithful, but to what extent? I mean, I don't mean to complain, but once his severance check runs out, he's just so sensitive right now if I say anything, but I have to say something, don't I?
I just feel so inadequate, Lord. It's Christmas, and I want to provide for my family. What's wrong with a man wanting that? I'm grateful Cynthia's pitching in, but, I mean, if something doesn't happen soon, we may be the ones being fed here next year.
What's that funny smell?
It stinks.
I miss Pops. I know she misses him too. Boy, if Papa were here, I bet he would have written about her on the box this year.
Thank you for making things better between Sally and I. I miss her. I miss our life. 2 years later, and I feel like I've only taken half a step. What am I missing, Lord? What is it you're trying to tell me?
Okay, now let's all pray together, gang. Our Heavenly Father, we...
Yeah, I just don't know. I really dig her. I don't want to lose her. She just has this, I don't know, light about her. But why would she marry me? Who wants some coffeehouse wannabe for a husband?
Thank you for giving me a family this Christmas, even if it's someone else's. Lord, a sense of brokenness among them all. Losing Mr. Keegan has probably brought their problems more to the surface. Thank you for letting them cross my path. I'm just so honored, especially because I think Lucas is so great, so talented. Thank you for this broken family. Lord, let me learn what I need to learn here, and let me help, even if it's for the Christmas season.
Thank you.
Lord, oh, I miss Dad. Christmas was his favorite time of year, and just nothing's right, and who's going to take care of me, or any of us for that matter? I mean, especially Mom, and he always put the tree, the angel on top of the tree, and I just don't know what to do this year. Just everything's, it's just messed up. It's not right, and Lord, I need you so much right now. It's just, I'm so lost, and I just need your guidance, and I'm just going to take care of Christmas.
Mom, what is it?
Nothing, honey. I'm just, I'm having a moment.
It's weird without him here. I love Christmas, but so much of what we did, well, was kind of orchestrated by Pop. I mean, it's kind of like we're having to figure it all out now. How things will get done.
Yeah. Need some help?
No, we got it.
Well, I'd love to.
No, I said we got it. You just go back in there.
Cynthia, we probably got...
Charlotte, here, you start breaking the chocolate for the s'more, sweetheart.
You know, it's always best to melt the chocolate on a cracker just a bit instead.
Shasta, I said we got it.
I know, but, you know, the chocolate really doesn't melt with the marshmallow alone, so I thought that...
Well, you thought wrong. Our chocolate melts just fine.
Well, Well, just let me show you how to melt just a little.
Shasta, you will not be melting our chocolate.
Just a little melt?
Stop with the melting.
Just, come on, just let me melt.
How about some ice cream, just to shake things up a little?
Stay out of it.
Stay out of it.
Oh, everything all right?
Everything all right?
We're fine.
No, I can identify with some way going through. I lost my mother in a car wreck when I was 6, and since I haven't had much of a family, I've been shuffled around some relatives, and finally I landed in a foster home when I was 10. My foster parents were so patient and kind, they taught me about Jesus.
Well, where's your family now? Do you keep up with your foster parents?
Well, my mother, my mom's brother would come by on occasion and give me... Everyone's gone, but everyone is gone, and my foster mom died about 4 years ago.
So you have no memories or traditions?
Sure I do. Granted, not all of them pleasant. For many years when I was especially a teenager, I always asked, where is this Jesus? He said he cares. But memories, traditions, my mom's brother would always come by and had a gift for me, or he'd call it right sometimes. And my foster parents were great, and I remember my mom vividly. Actually, I have this old notebook of hers. This old notebook of hers where I keep my annual write-up in.
What?
Well, like I said, my foster parents taught me about Jesus, and I spent many years wondering and doubting. Maybe he's forgotten about me. Maybe he doesn't love me. So, but then I realized, when everything is falling apart or changing, he's right there, waiting for us to grab hold, and he's not changing. He's not going anywhere.
Oh, what I meant was, what about this wrap-up thing of yours you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, the binder. I mean, the notebook. Well, I take one page each year, and I write one page front and back, and I write a summary on what I did that year. And then in the margins, I write what I could learn from the situation, or what God might be want me to pray some for. But I do this so I can help myself realize that although my life has been complete chaos at times, my salvation through Jesus Christ is permanent and eternal.
Well, that's kind of funny, because my dad used to do something similar.
All right, it's time to decorate the tree.
Oh,
look at here.
What is it, Mom?
It's from that first Christmas. The Christmas we got this ugly, beautiful, beautiful thing. How fitting.
What's it say, Mom?
Huh? Oh, well, here, let me... My dearest Buttercup.
Who's that?
It's Grandma, silly. Who do you think?
Shh.
I know I've been out of sorts these past few days. Just so much change in my life right now. I forget it that it's your life, too. I've been so stiff-necked about adapting. Why should I be the one to adapt? I'm missing the opportunities each change brings. No matter how large, small, joyful, sad, abrupt, or gradual, each change brings possibilities and opportunities with it. My prayer is that we will embrace the traditions we establish, savor the memories we will make, and welcome the adjustments that are certain to come along our journey. We can handle life's changes because we trust a Savior who is unchanging. I pray not just for our children and grandchildren that we will someday have, but for future generations who will learn this lesson. He is wonderful. He's the wonderful counselor. He's mighty and everlasting. This should be our family's legacy. So I've decided our first tradition will be jotting some of these family milestones on this box each Christmas as reminders that we made it okay. We'll be fine, better than fine. Each Christmas may present us with a different challenge or victory, but let's cherish the unique, customized path our Lord has charted for us. You gotta admit, honey, He keeps it interesting.
Oh, Lucas, how I even miss him and I don't even know him. Now I know why you wrote that song.
What song?
You haven't told them? It's going to be his big break, all about memories and traditions. Go ahead, tell them.
Better yet, Lucas, why don't you play it for us?
December hasn't changed. This town looks the same. They still light that tree in the city square. There's red, white, and green shining everywhere. And I wish you were here. And I wonder, is the snow falling down on the streets of gold? Are the mansions all covered in white? Are you singing with angels, silent night? I wonder what Christmas in heaven is like. There's a little manger scene down on 3rd and Main. I used to walk right by it 1,000 times, but I see it now in a different light. 'Cause I know you are there, and I wonder, are you kneeling with shepherds before Him now? Can you reach out and touch His face? Are you part of that glorious holy night? I wonder what Christmas in heaven is like. Snow falling down on the streets of gold. Are the mansions all covered in white? Are you singing with angels, silent night? Oh, I wonder what Christmas in heaven is like.
Okay, gang. Grandpa started the tradition. Who's going to decorate the who's going to top the tree?
Well, I'm choosing to embrace my favorite opportunity that was thrown at me this year.
I think this means you made the box. And Gran, you were right. That ugly old angel really is beautiful.
Joy and wonder.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas this year, I don't know what kind of things you may be dealing with, what kind of changes may be taking place or have taken place in your life, what kind of struggles you may be going through, problems, issues, but we read in the Word of God that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the focus of the season of Christmas, His coming into this world that He might give His life as a ransom for our sins. Jesus Christ came, born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, God in the flesh, and then He went to the cross of Calvary and He died, not as a martyr, but as a Savior. He took the sins of the whole world upon Himself. He took your sins and my sins, and then He was raised from the dead, victorious. Jesus Christ loves you, and He's the same today as He was yesterday. He'll be the same tomorrow. And no matter what kind of difficulties you're facing, He's the same. If you know Him as your Savior, no matter what you're experiencing, you can count upon Him. If you don't know Him, we'd love to sit down with you and help you to see from the Scripture that we're all sinners. We're all separated from God apart from Jesus Christ. But through Him, we can have that relationship that is eternal. And we can have that peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for being here. We'd love for you to be back tonight. Bring someone else with you, as again the choir and drama will present the ornament. Let's close in prayer. If we could help you afterwards, we consider that an honor. Father, we thank You for this gathering today. Lord, it's been a blessing as we've been able to share together some of these thoughts of Christmas. Father, thank You for those in the choir and the drama and those who were associated with this and all the work that they put into it. And Father, we thank You for everyone that's gathered here today. Lord, we know that You look into every heart. You see every need, every problem, every sin. And we thank You that You have made provision to deal with our sin and all the things that come from our sins and the sins of others. You've made provision in the person of Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to thank You for Him. Father, we pray that You will work in our hearts today as we reflect on what we've heard and seen, and that, Lord, you will do a mighty work for your glory in each one of us, and we give you thanks in the name that's above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless you.